Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with, I don't want to work, is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you all for tuning in to Expressive Espresso, the podcast. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli. This is a new season, and again, I am so excited. Thank you all for tuning in and purchasing Sip This Hustle. If you haven't purchased Sip This Hustle, I don't know what you're waiting for. But let's get into this episode that I wanted to share with you all. And I was just thinking about it last week sometime. And I was just thinking of the importance of waking up early in the morning. And a lot of people don't understand that it's very important. But you as a leader and as a hustler or a side hustler, you understand that waking up early in the morning has its benefits. What I'm going to start out with is a quote, a little snippet from Sip This Hustle. For those who do have this book, on page 38, and I'm going to read from the paragraph where it says, early risers increase their chance of success. In 2010, Harvard Business Review released a study by biologist Christoph Randler about early risers. 367 university students participated in his survey, and they were asked what times of day they were most energetic. They were also asked how willing and able they were to take action or change a situation to their advantage. Randler reported a high percentage of the morning people agreed with statements that indicate proactivity, such as I spend time identifying long-range goals for myself and I feel in charge of making things happen. He went on to say, my earlier research showed that they tend to get better grades in school, which get them into better colleges, which then leads to better job opportunities. Morning people also anticipate problems and try to minimize them, my survey showed. They are proactive. A number of studies have linked this trait proactivity with better job performance, greater career success, and higher wages. So I'm just going to stop right there with that snippet of Sip This Hustle that was on page 38 to 39 because I wanted to explain the four strategies or benefits it is to being an early riser. Once again, if you have not grabbed your copy of Sip This Hustle, it is available on Amazon, but also on alexis-deandrew.com. So let's get into this. Why you, as a productive person listening to this podcast, needs to know what are the four benefits for leaders to be early risers. First, they anticipate problems. And anticipating something is to imagine or expect that something will happen. Let me give an example. And my first example is if anybody happens to watch Blacklist. Now, Blacklist is it's not a thriller, but it's like a crime suspenseful series. And you have several main characters. One main character is Reddington, and Reddington is the person who, he is a criminal, but the FBI, I believe, or the CIA, one of them, they actually need his advice. And the reason they need his advice is because not only is he a criminal, but he anticipates things that happen before they actually happen, which in turn, he uses that to his benefit because he anticipates those problems before they happen. Now, of course, life happens within the episodes, and of course it has to because it needs to keep us interested. But I've seen several memes on Facebook and Instagram just stating that, well, especially during this time since we're quarantined, if Reddington was here, this would have already been solved. But that's the great advantage of waking up early or being an early riser. You have time, you've set out time, and it's peaceful and quiet to anticipate those problems. By waking up early, you can plan accordingly, analyze with previous events, and come up with better solutions. The second benefit or strategy is being more creative. And if you have joined my newsletter, you already know this one. For those who are listening just to the episode, being creative is the use of the imagination or original ideas, especially in the production of an artistic work. So basically, problem solving, writing, visual art, communication skills, and open-mindedness. So you may think, okay, how will it benefit me to be more creative by waking up early, especially if I'm a night owl? Well, like in Sip This Hustle, the research shows the benefits of it. It's just a no-brainer. Even if it's just, let's say, an hour before you have to start your morning ritual as far as your exercise or meditation or before you actually go to work. And since a lot of us are working from home and we can't go to those social events that we would love to go to, it just takes that time, that 1 hour, to come up and pivot to a different idea and be more creative. The third benefit is a body system reboot. I don't know about you all, but my sleeping schedule has been off. And so no matter if I'm up, let's say until 2 or 3 a.m., my body is basically programmed to wake up at 5 a.m. And that's because I did a body system reboot. I was never the person, I want to say, actually before I had my daughter, I wasn't the person to wake up early. I mean, I despised it. I hated it. But after a few years, I realized that during that time of peace and quietness, I was able to be more productive. And the last point is to delegate. So we're human, right? And we have certain reactions to situations. Waking up early helps you to delegate your emotions and think of a strategy. Think of a time when you lost something. I know I'm still talking about quarantine and the coronavirus, but this is really serious because it put a damp in everybody's plans. I mean, I know I had plans throughout the year, and I've had to learn how to pivot those plans. So given this example of the coronavirus, and a lot of us, actually all of us, have had to learn how to pivot into exercising different, into being social in a different way, waking up early helps that as well, so you can think of those creative strategies. It also gives you time to reevaluate. Notice how well your solution worked. Is there anything you can do to improve it? Are you finding that you're still making the same mistake over and over? If so, find a different solution and repeat the process. Consider going slowly. Rather than trying to implement 10 new solutions in one day, you'll likely find it easier to tackle one at a time. After a week of success, move on to the next mistake. Small improvements each day or even each week are all you need to have an amazing life. In all honesty, eventually, you might just want to make a quick list of your mistakes and address the entire process once a week on the weekends. Ideally, you'll be making fewer and fewer mistakes as time goes on. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and thank you for being a leader and attending, enjoying this virtual coffee shop for leaders, hustlers, and side hustlers like yourself. This is Alexis DeAndrew Coley, and until we meet again, have a great week.